In an average year, the cost to hire remote React Native developers would range somewhere between $10,723 to $157,300, whereas the hourly rate would range between $5-$93. We'll go into more detail about how these figures were calculated after understanding briefly why React Native is so popular. The React Native mobile application development framework was developed by Facebook for cross-platform application development. The flexibility, reliability, and cost-saving nature of React Native have made it one of the top cross-platform mobile app frameworks. Many companies have utilized this technology, including Skype, Uber Eats, Instagram, Tesla, Airbnb, etc., and it's obvious that you may do the same. As a result, the first question is whether or not to hire React Native developers to work on your plan. Another question you might have is how much it will cost you, what factors will affect it, and where can you begin? RTSticksite provides professional developers on demand that focus on creating customer-centric, high-quality solutions. Our dedicated React Native developers can help you develop world-class applications that can boost your business. Hiring a React Native developer is affected by these factors. When it comes to calculating the cost of hiring React Native developers, there are several factors to consider. In order to sort out your priorities, you may consider the following frequently asked questions. In what size will you develop your mobile application? What features would you like to see in an application? Which level of developer skills will be required? Is there any engagement model you can use with developers? Are you working on a specific project? You will need to answer these questions briefly, so we can discuss how these factors affect the cost of hiring a remote React Native developer. 1. Size of app. Application size is one of the key business requirements that play an important role in determining the cost of hiring React Native developers. There are three types of applications according to their size. Small apps, in addition to creating large-scale and natively rendered mobile apps for iOS and Android, React Native is also appropriate for creating smaller utility apps. An example would be an app for a calendar, book, or clock on your smartphone. Their functionality is limited and their interface is not very complex. Developing such fundamental applications will require just one developer. Medium-sized apps, a complex application of this type typically has a customized user interface and payment features. Wearable apps, progressive web apps, and Internet of Things apps are all examples. To provide a quick response, this process would involve writing more code in the backend and handling multiple events simultaneously. Large apps, a large-scale or enterprise-level application usually has multiple features and functionalities. Complex back-end development is often required, along with a large database. A team of skilled and experienced developers will be required to build these apps. As a result, the price can be the highest of the three categories of apps discussed here. As a result, if you have a general idea of the size of your application, you can estimate the amount of work required, which in turn may assist you in determining the development costs fairly. 2. Complexity of features. You can choose whether the mobile application you want to develop has low, medium, or high complexity based on the features it includes. Now that features are becoming more complicated, hiring developers may become more costly. It's not always the case, and you can hire less experienced developers to develop basic features at a lower cost. Accordingly, the development cost can vary based on the complexity of the features. Let's take a look at one of the most used app categories and estimate how complex they are based on their features. In order to build a fundamental level application that does not require APIs, complex backends, simple UI components, login functionality, etc., you can hire an inexperienced developer for a minimal cost. Alternatively, if you plan to develop a database-based or API-based application that includes features such as customized UI, payment integration, backend server, API integration, etc., you'll need a mid-level developer with some experience, and that will increase the cost as it takes more hours to implement such details. The e-commerce-based applications that you'll see today also require a high level of customization and include highly complex features. The integration of SaaS platforms and integration of shopping carts will be needed. It would be necessary to hire a senior-level developer with a small team for these types of applications. Accordingly, this app will have the highest cost of all those discussed. Features of mobile applications are complex due to a number of factors. Deployment model: if you want to have a ready-made backend, you can either take advantage of the BaaS, backend as a service, model. Consequently, in the former instance the complexity will increase, whereas in the latter case it will decrease. Admin panel: complexity of the mobile app will depend on the number of features you want in the admin panel. Complexity increases as features increase. Third-party integrations. Users use a variety of third-party integrations to make their applications user-centric. In-app purchase. You will have to build a complex application if you want in-app purchases in your React Native apps. Device inbuilt features. In today's mobile world, people use features like Bluetooth, NFC, GPS, etc., to enhance their app's modernity, but it can complicate things. 3. Skills required. React Native app development requires different types of skills based on its level of complexity. The experience of the developer is as important as the developer's skill. Some developers may have lesser industry experience, but they may have worked on multiple different projects from various industries. Some developers with higher industry experience may not have had the opportunity to work on multiple types of software development projects. You will pay a developer according to the experience and level of skill required for your project. You can hire junior-level React Native engineers if you need the core knowledge of libraries of a framework. Junior-level React Native engineers usually charge less per hour. When your development process involves native applications and automation of workflow-related services, you'll need full-stack senior developers with deep technical expertise and experience. The cost will increase accordingly. There are three categories of React Native developers based on skill and experience: junior, mid, and senior, and each type has a different skill set that you may find in interview questions. Skills required for junior developers. Working with JavaScript library and virtual DOM. Knowledge of React Native components, libraries, and APIs. Navigation implementation ability. Core knowledge of Redux. Performing debugging and testing. Skills required for middle-level developers. Performance optimization. Developing mobile-specific features. Storing and caching data. Integration with third-party services. Skills required for senior developers. Developing native applications. Integrating native libraries and frameworks. Setting up C/CD pipelines. Conducting research and creating a workflow knowledge of latest technologies. 4. Engagement model. If you want to know tips on how to hire React developers, you should also think about the engagement model you want to use. An organization can choose from three types of engagement models. Project-based engagement model. The project-based engagement model is ideal if your requirements are crystal clear, and you only need developers for a few hours at a time. The amount you pay for the work depends on the number of hours required by your project. As an example, you want a basic app developed or would like to add a few new features. A developer or two will suffice in such instances. As a result, you will save on costs as you will only require a limited number of hours to achieve the desired outcome. It is also relatively easy to find skilled developers on the freelance marketplace for small gigs. Time-based engagement model. It is ideal when you are developing a medium to high complex application that involves a team of developers. It is also likely that you will have to keep in touch on a regular basis in such cases, and your engagement will span several months/years. If you choose this model, you will pay the developers a fixed monthly amount. This is different from the project-based engagement model since you will only pay by the hour. This is why it is a higher cost option. Also, because you will be screening multiple candidates to make the perfect team, set up the payment models, and integrate all of them together, which may take some time. Dedicated engagement model. It's ideal if you're making apps with a medium to high degree of complexity but want to pay for the end result regardless of the time it takes. You can avoid inefficiencies from the developer's end by having a fixed amount. The time-based engagement model, however, could be a trap for developers who take unnecessary long routes to get some extra money, as a result of knowing they will be paid for the end result. A dedicated engagement model is typically used by organizations like Artisticsite. The dedicated engagement model allows you to hire remote React Native developers on demand. With Artisticsite, you have the flexibility to add and subtract resources according to your project requirements, whether it's a project manager, a backend/frontend developer, a UI/UX developer, or a quality assurance engineer. In order to achieve this, our team of industry experts will create a clear roadmap for the entire project and its development lifecycle/phase cycle. We then break down the lifecycle into important milestones and work toward achieving them one by one. These compensations are tied to the various milestones, allowing the project owner to stay in complete control while the remote developer knows what path he or she should take. The system also adds a layer of transparency between the developer and the client. Average cost of hiring React Native developer. We have examined the factors that affect the cost of hiring React Native developers so far. Our next step is to explore the average cost of a project based on key factors such as developer experience, geographic location, and project scope. 1. Based on experience. The field of software development is highly experience-driven, which is why clients will pay more for experienced developers as they bring a wide range of skills and knowledge. The right developer can be easily chosen if you already know how much expertise your app requires. React Native developers are classified into junior, mid, and senior levels based on their expertise and skill level. Junior, React Native developers have a basic understanding of components, libraries, and APIs. In addition, they should be able to develop basic functionalities without much difficulty and have minimal knowledge of debugging and testing. In spite of this, these developers are unable to handle complex scenarios since they lack the necessary knowledge and experience. The average salary for such developers ranges from $69,000 to $101,985. Mid-level, as they have been working in the industry for a couple of years, these developers have significant experience. Any middle-level developer can be hired if you are creating an application with a strong focus on performance optimization and database storage. Furthermore, you should expect mobile-specific features, issues with storing and caching data, and integration with third-party services. An average mid-level developer would earn between $117,277 and $122,136 annually. Senior, they are the supermen of the React Native development field. You can completely rely on senior developers, and they could also mentor junior and mid-level developers. Imagine you want to develop an enterprise-level application that involves creating a C/CD pipeline, working with native libraries, or using native development. You would do well to hire senior developers. Their average salary is between $127,861 and $157,300. 2. Based on geographical location. While calculating the cost of remote React Native developers, we have so far focused on the skill and expertise of the developers. However, geographical location plays an equally important role in determining how much it will cost to hire remote React Native developers. Since skilled React Native developers are available all over the world, it is imperative to select the right region based on the estimated project budget and where you live. There are highly skilled, experienced, and knowledgeable React Native developers all over the world. The cost of hiring developers in North America is nearly 10 times higher than that of hiring developers in Asia. This is a quick breakdown of the cost as it relates to various geographical areas. North America. United States developers earn the most money for React Native, followed by Canada. The United States is a global tech hub with world-class quality developers. Not additionally, high living costs and fierce competition contribute to the overall higher cost in comparison to other parts of the world. Europe. The continent of Europe is another place where you can find the best React Native developers. There are fewer developer wages here compared to North America, so it can prove to be an economical option for those living in Europe but far away from North America. Eastern European and Western European technologies are among the major ones on the continent. Asia. There is a great deal of talent available in Asia for React Native developers. Despite the low cost of living, this does not mean that you will get a lower quality product. Instead, you will get a product that is of the highest standard, but the developer rates will be lower. Even tech giants like Facebook, Google, Amazon, and so on have offices in Asia and hire local developers when needed. 3. Based on the hiring options. Choose between two hiring options: freelancers and development agencies with dedicated teams. Dedicated teams consist of experts and skilled developers who focus all their attention on your project, unlike freelancers who work on their own. The dedicated team can provide greater flexibility and development speed, since you can increase the resources on demand. There is also better communication with the dedicated team in comparison to freelancers. There is a dedicated member of the team who talks with and handles queries from the end client throughout the duration of the project. The feedback he receives is also communicated internally on a regular basis, keeping everyone informed. Due to the lack of a defined role, this isn't the case for freelance remote developers. Artisticsite is one of the premier software development companies worldwide focused on providing a world-class on-demand development team. We help you expand your technological capabilities by providing the right talent. Additionally, we would recommend the development team that fits your project needs and delivers a high-quality product on time and within budget. Conclusion. You may have used our guide to estimate the cost of hiring React Native app developers or to sort out the different options for you. We understand that it is challenging to hire a world-class developer for React Native. when you're the only one responsible for sourcing, interviewing, and onboarding candidates while simultaneously managing the other aspects of your business, this can take up a lot of your time. Therefore, it is always advisable to hire dedicated developers from companies like ArtisticSite. The best part is that you can always add or subtract resources on demand, depending on your project requirements. We handle all aspects of sourcing, interviewing, onboarding, payroll, healthcare, etc. for you so you can focus on your business.